New York City to free 125K accused criminals, give taxpayer-funded housing, job training. By John Binder on November 27, 2019. The state of New York is likely to free at least 125,000 accused criminals from prison next year and provide many with taxpayer-funded housing and job training services thanks to criminal justice reform laws. As Breitbart News has reported, the state's series of bail reforms will ensure that suspects accused of crimes deemed nonviolent are not jailed before their trial dates and do not have to post bail. The list of crimes for which suspects will be freed from prison before trial includes second-degree manslaughter, aggravated vehicular assault, third-degree assault, promoting an obscene sexual performance by a child, possessing an obscene sexual performance by a child, promoting a sexual performance by a child, failure to register as a sex offender, making terroristic threats, criminally negligent homicide, aggravated vehicular homicide. In total, at least 125,000 accused criminals are likely to be released from prison in New York City every year, according to an analysis by the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Those are at least 125,000 accused criminals who, even if charged with criminally negligent homicide, would be released from prison the same day they were arrested. Of those 125,000 released accused criminals, New York City will provide taxpayer-funded subsidized housing, job training, and family counseling to 10,000 each year. The scheme, called the Atlas Program, will cost New York City taxpayers tens of millions of dollars each year. In 2018, New York City judges released more than 105,000 accused criminals without bail. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, in addition to providing subsidized housing and job training, is promising to give released accused criminals gifts like Mets tickets and movie passes if they show up to their court dates, as Breitbart News reported. Across the county, jailbreak legislation is helping to free thousands of accused and convicted criminals from prison. Federally, the First Step Act that was signed into law by President Trump has thus far freed about 240 sex offenders, nearly 60 convicted murderers and assailants, as well as almost 1,000 inmates convicted of drug crimes. Also freed by the First Step Act is Joel Francisco, a notorious former leader of the Latin Kings gang who immediately returned to a life of drugs after his release and is now accused of murder. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.